I'm so excited because this morning I'm out and about and I'm at Haven Street Steam Railway and it's their first weekend of Santa specials. I'm about to meet Santa Claus, go into his grotto, there's a steam train laden with presents and I'm going to have some chats with some of the kids here. Oh, I can hear some festive music, I've got my elf hat on, hopefully I'll be able to fit right in with Santa and I'll pop back up to Lapland with him when he returns home for the week. Okay, let's go and interview some people. So I'm standing outside the steam train with Santa Claus with a lovely big white bushy beard. Santa, it's wonderful to see you. How are you finding Haven Street this morning?
Oh, it's Haven Street is wonderful. I love to come here every year.
And do you have any particular favourite trains?
Well, I particularly like that locomotive called Calborn. She's not running today, I'm afraid, but we've got Royal Engineer instead.
Lovely. Can you describe Royal Engineer to our listeners?
Well, Royal Engineer is a very nice engine. It was built in the 1950s. It's a steam engine, and it's got six wheels. And it gives steam heating to the carriages so the passengers have lovely warm rides.
Oh, lovely. And where will you be when the train is driving or riding on the tracks? For the Santa special, where will you be found? Are you driving it? Are you...
Well, unfortunately, they won't let me drive it, because I've only got a sleigh licence. But I should be in my grotto, ready to welcome the little children when they come to see me after they've had their train ride.
And what do you think about Christmas this year? Are you planning to give everyone your presents or their presents, or have you got a naughty list, do you think?
Well, I do have a naughty list. Are you on my naughty list?
I hope not.
Well, provided you've been good, you can have a present from me.
Thank you very much, Santa. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure indeed. And I shall see you on Christmas Eve.
Thank you. As Santa prepares himself in the grotto for hordes of children to come and visit him, I'm off around the platforms to try and interview some other people. I've joined the Richardson Avery family in carriage B5 of the Santa special. Hello, everybody. How are you today?
Good.
You were sporting some very fetching festive jumpers. Tell me, what's your name and how old are you?
Harry, 8 years old.
And Harry, can you describe your t-shirt jumper to us?
Reindeer with headphones and glasses.
He's looking like a very cool dude. And what's your name and how old are you?
I'm Megan and I'm 10 years old.
And describe your beautiful jumper.
It's a reindeer with, I don't know what these are.
You've got some pom-poms
on them.
And a bit of sparkly snowflakes.
Yeah.
Lovely. And what about you, my love? What's your name and your age?
William, and I'm 8 years old, and my jumper is basically a really cool moose.
I think that's a chimpanzee. He's wearing a crown, and he's got... What's he... He's got a bow tie.
He looks like Grinch.
He does, doesn't he? He's also a very cool chimp. Now, you guys, have you been to the steam railway before?
No. I think we went when we were younger, but it was when we were really young.
Yeah, and it's really exciting coming here, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you like most about coming to the railway?
I like how, like, the train, how, like, the steam and the whistle, and how it runs and stuff.
Yeah, and what are you looking for from Santa from Christmas for a present this year?
A Nintendo Switch, technically. I don't really know.
Oh, okay, let's hope that Santa heard that, shall we? And do you think you've been a good boy or a naughty boy this year?
Good.
Thumbs up.
We'll change at the end of the day.
And will you be visiting the grotto later to see what Santa's got in store for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, thank you very much for the chat. You have a wonderful little journey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm in the Haven Street Steam Railway shop and I've met Blake. Blake, are you a big fan of trains?
Yeah.
Now, you were thinking about your Christmas list, weren't you?
Yeah.
Can you show me, is there anything here that you really want to have for Christmas?
Well, I like that.
So that's a Class 47 Model Railway Branch Line train. Do you have a model railway at home?
A little one, but I was going to ask for a bigger one for Christmas.
Wow, and are you going to have, like, are you going to build kind of scenery, like trees and bridges and stuff?
Yeah. And
that's really exciting. And Dad, are you interested in trains?
Not massively, but Grandad is.
Yeah, so Grandad's going to be helping.
Grandad's going to help little Blake build his set, yeah.
Blake, this is too exciting. Are you going to go to Santa's Grotto later on?
Yes.
And you're going to put that request in with the big man?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on the train yet?
No, we're going on later.
Booked after lunch.
After lunch, so you've got time just to mooch around, see what you want for Christmas. What do you like most about these steam trains here?
I like that they're not like the small little ones like these.
Yeah.
They're actual proper size.
Yeah, like, well, they're Victorian. They're pretty old, aren't they? A couple of hundred years old.
Yeah.
And if you think about the history, and some of them are made of wood. You've got restoration. Have you guys been to Train Story, the museum bit?
No.
Oh, okay. I'd recommend that. If you walk left into Train Story, it will tell you all about the restorations, about where the trains used to run, how old they are,
okay.
All of the good stuff. Well, happy Christmas and good luck with your model railway.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye, my lovely.
Bye.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
I'm having a lovely chat with Richard Hale. He's commercial manager at Haven Street Steam Railway. Isn't it just a magical place here, Richard?
It's a lovely place to come for Christmas for all the family, from the youngest toddlers right up to grandma and granddad coming and sitting on Santa's Grotto, enjoying some mulled wine and mince pie for everybody.
Yeah. So tell us, you've got Santa special weekends. What are your dates for those weekends?
That's right. So we're running every weekend. So this weekend, the 8th and 9th, and then the following weekend as well. And then we're running daily up until Christmas from the 21st to the 24th okay. for Christmas Eve.
And what should families expect if they get tickets and bring their kids? What can they come and see?
Well, where to start, really? So we've the Christmas donkeys in the yard. We've got Santa's sleigh that's landed when Santa's around. They have some pictures with the reindeer in the sleigh in the yard. In the marquee, there's mulled wine, there's mince pies, there's a little bit of a Christmas market. There's a children's fairground ride. There's a band. There's all sorts going on. And then that's before you even get into the Winter Wonderland and Santa's Grotto as well.
Cool, blimey, I'm blown away by the festivities.
Not to mention the train ride, of course.
Of course. Now, for me, because I'm a resident of Haven Street, I can hear the train chugging every time it chugs past. And it's just such a magical feeling. It feels like I'm back in the railway, children. And for kids, it's such a beautiful thing to come and see, isn't it? Something that's been restored. You've got Train Story, haven't you? Your museum.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So Train Story opened 2014, so it's its fifth year next year, and that's where we really can bring the story of the railway alive for all our visitors, really. There's opportunities to fire the engine, there's opportunities to get on an actual engine and have a look at what all the controls do, some of our old coaches, how we restore them, and then the history of the island's railways as well, all in there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Richard. You have a wonderful, sparkly day.
We'll do our very best. Thank you very much.
Richard and I are walking through the marquees, the back of the steam railway. Richard, what can we see? What have you got going on?
So this is the start of our Christmas market just here. All our visitors have a glass of mulled wine or a soft drink if they wish, and there's mince pies and chocolate around for the children and so on, and some of our lovely Christmas stalls around. Hat shop, we've got the children's cherubplanes.
Oh, cherubplanes, that's very old-fashioned.
You can also go and have a traditional ride on a fairground ride, yes, that's right.
And you've got an Oompa Loompa band over there, haven't you?
An Oompa Loompa band, the stage is in the far corner.
Yeah.
We'll have Hooks of the Magician in there later on, all sorts going on.
Wow, and, okay, so you've got some a photographic stall.
Photographic stall, there's some jewellery and knickknacks, fudge and biscuits, shortbreads. Very festive.
How wonderful. This is a real treat. Very nice. Right, let's go to Santa's Grotto and Winter Wonderland. I've just entered Santa's Wonderland. It's truly a very magical sight to behold. Oh, wow. So we've got some nutcrackers from the Nutcracker.
Guards in the doorway there.
Lots of twinkling festive lights everywhere on the ceiling, on the walls.
Tiny Tim's toy shop.
Tiny Tim's Bumble toys. Sweets. Bumble sweet. This is so cute.
Railway Inn in the doorway.
So you've got like a little village already, and then you've got your models.
Yes, our model village. Yes, our Winter Wonderland model village there on the right hand side with a huge waterfall in the middle.
Oh, this is just wonderful. Just
lovely,
not
it?
Just for kids, isn't it?
No, it's for everyone.
Yeah, and it brings out that inner kid in you.
It does.
Yeah, oh, that waterfall. You've really, I mean, that wasn't here last year. There must have been some glacial ice shift for that.
Change it every year, yes, make sure it's different for the visitors each year.
Yes, very beautiful. Oh, and you've got a talking tree.
Talking tree.
Singing tree.
No Winter Wonderland would be without a singing tree, I think.
Of course. Mm. And enchanted reindeer. Hi. Morning.
Morning.
Oh, wow. And we've come through to the main section, which is a bigger model railway. Do you know any facts about this railway?
This is the man to ask.
Hello.
Derek, the events man.
Derek, the events man. I'm from Vectis Radio. Right. And we've come to visit the Santa Special weekend this weekend. Can you tell us about this exceptional model railway in front of us?
Well, what would you like? I mean, the railway is actually all put together by one gentleman.
Yeah.
Who's getting on in years, like the rest of us are. And he decided this year he was going to do a figure of eight, because normally we have it going all the way round, and it tend to have the trains falling off the track half the time, unless they're helped, of course.
Yes. And so this one's going through an underpass, through the glacier.
Yeah, through the tunnels, under the hills. So and there she comes, and we got.
What kind of train is that?
Well, it's an American locomotive, but there's a little railway in this country called the Linton and Barnstable, and they've actually built one of those, and that's what they were back in the 1920s. And the coaches have all got bogies, so they're not rigid, so they run around quite nicely.
It's such a thing of beauty, isn't it? And you've got a ski lift over the mountains.
Yep.
This looks like an ice palace up there, very frozen.
Yes, and there's another little train running around on the top. It's a smaller gauge, and there's another third one down there.
Three trains.
So we've got three trains.
I've just spied some dragons. This is all very fantastical, isn't it?
We rebuild the mountains every year because it's all paper mache, and obviously we've got nowhere to store it, so we just knock it all down and then start again next year. Rebuild, yeah.
This is our king of the paper mache.
Yeah.
And what's your name, king of paper mache? John. Yeah. This, I have to say, what a job to have to build a set for three model railways. What a treat.
Oh, yeah, it's good fun. We enjoy it.
And then you have to destroy it afterwards and start all over again next year.
Yeah, and then the problem is if we don't destroy it and we keep it and we put it away, it's not fresh. We come back next year and we'll have the same thing. So we try and make it fresh every year, different.
Oh.
So, yeah, so this is why we... And the annoying thing is, not annoying, but we've only got a month to do it because obviously we can't get in here till after Wizard Week.
Yeah.
And then we've got October the 30th or whatever, and then we, like today...
You've got to crack on with your papier-mâcheing. So you must have a really good recipe then.
PVA glue.
Oh, the secret's out, secret, everybody.
Yeah. It's not real. It's not the old-fashioned, you know, you used to have flour and water and squish it all up with the newspaper. We just, for speed, we just get PVA, slap it on the newspaper, stick the newspaper on, and then the top coat, so we don't need to paint, is just photocopier paper, as you see, glows nicely under the UV lights.
I do love a UV light.
Yeah.
And you've got fairies up there as well, and a unicorn. Yeah. I do, it's wonderful here. I'm going to take some photos of that, so right. Put it on the Facebook, and we'll let everyone see this, the magic that you've created.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things we always like to do for other children that come to visit Santa with us is send them away with a Christmas card. Now, this year's Christmas card features all the railway folk characters from the story A Very Busy Day at Haven Street, I think it was. That's available from our gift shop, very reasonably priced as well. And all the children take one of these away with them. It has a discount voucher that can come to the event later in the year. And, of course, a lovely picture of all the railway folk together in front of the station.
Oh, lovely. And I've just happened upon some very pretty elves. Hello, ladies. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
You are looking tray festive. Are you excited about the festive season?
I've actually hit the Christmas spirit today.
Yeah, 1st December, you were in, officially.
I was in, yep. Every Santa special I'm in, so...
Good.
I'm well in the festive spirit now.
And isn't this Wonderland just wonderful?
Incredible. A lot of hard work, but well worth it in the end.
I love it. I would like to take this home and have this in my bedroom, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm actually sure everyone would like to do that. Dragons, unicorns and fairies included.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Whilst in Santa's Wonderland, I've stumbled upon one of his little elf helpers. Hello, my lovely. What's your name?
Chloe.
Chloe, how long have you been a Santa's helper for?
Oh, 16 years.
Gosh, that is a long time.
It is.
Does he work you hard in the workshop?
He does. It gets very, very busy in the lead up to Christmas, building all the toys and taking all the kids to see Santa.
And what's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Oh, I love all the sparkly lights and all the glitter.
Yes. And I have to say, your elf dress is really beautiful, isn't it? You've got jingle bells on it, and it's red and golden velvet.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful.
It is.
Now, let us into a secret. Santa, has he put on a little bit more weight this year due to the mince pies you've been feeding him?
Well, we kind of keep him on a strict diet, and we only actually let him have carrots when he's going round on the sleigh now, just like the reindeers, because otherwise the reindeers moan and he gets too fat to them to put in the sleigh.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And where are the reindeer at the minute? Are they just having like a spa session while he's in the grotto?
They like to hang out in the forest, actually, down the bottom of the railway, eating all the moss and lichen and things from the trees.
Fantastic. We'll go and catch them later. Thank you very much.
That's okay.